The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We had some review winners, right?
Yeah.
We had a contest every week.
We do a contest every week.
Real quick, the contest is, for the new listeners,
sure.
Leave a review and you get a shirt.
No, yes. Not everybody gets a shirt. We're giving out one. We're giving out. We're giving one shirt out every week.
Okay, so yeah. One shirt out a week, the best review. Go to iTunes and leave us a review. Okay.
Yeah.
The
right.
Chances are good in your favor.
They are because this is a weekly contest.
So every week.
Every week we're going to run this contest. It runs from Monday to Monday. Now we record on Mondays. That's why we do that. This last week we made a call for this. Mm-hmm. We got 12 new reviews in a week, which is fantastic.
That's beautiful. Awesome.
So out of those 12 reviews, we promised one t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But what? I really want to encourage everyone to do these reviews.
Are you being merciful again?
Oh, merciful? Yeah. I think the word's magnanimous.
Magnanimous?
Yeah, I think that's the word.
That's the name Justin gave his left testicle, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It's the bigger one.
And then gargantuous is the other one.
He calls it Maggie for short.
Maggie?
Can you flip Saggy, Maggie?
Saggy Maggie.
Go to sleep, Maggie.
All right.
I have chosen, with your help, three winners for this week. Three shirts are going out, and that was only a promise of one to begin with. So.
All right.
Magnanimous.
So who wins?
Remember that. Mishka, 213.
You win, Mishka.
Yeah, sounds like Mishka, Muska, Mickey Mouse.
Oh my God.
Baloney, 569.
Baloney, 569.
And this last one is 232DM23CD, !3.
Someone's kid. Someone's kid left a review. Yeah. Right.
Hey, that's good. You know, with that in mind.
Mind pumps for kids.
Sounds like a robot.
If you've already left a review and you say, hell, I can't leave another one, well, you can hijack your kid's account, you can hijack your friend's account, and you can leave a review.
That's right.
And you can claim it for yourself if you win.
And your robot can
steal devices and leave reviews.
Now, in order for us to send a t-shirt, we need to know who you are, what your size is, and what your address is.
Please contact us on Instagram at MindPump. Send us a private message with that information.
Oh, yeah.
And for the rest of you, leave us a good rating and review, and you may win a t-shirt as well.
Yeah, I start everything from zero today, and everyone that comes in afterwards will qualify.
Magnanimous.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
Gargantuan.
Cuba gangster.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
There. What are we?
Whoa.
We are RNF!
Oh. Totally. With some MPP, because you know me.
Mind Pump.
Posse.
Can we get that jam going?
Do you guys smell
that? With MPP?
Do you guys smell the takeover happening? Do you smell it?
You know what it smells like to me?
It's crackling.
It smells like victorious.
Well, I want our listeners. I shared with you guys already, but I always feel like we're all family. Okay,
it's kind of like bacon.
Yeah, we're all family.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you guys about November?
Just tell us about everything.
What did I tell you guys about November?
That you weren't going to shave your balls?
Yeah. No, that's not what I fucking said. What did I say to you?
That you...
It's going to be...
You said it's epic. Sal. You said November, Thanksgiving, kind of rains a little bit. You were giving me some facts about the month of November.
No, dude.
You know?
I told these guys that every single... It didn't matter what business I was doing or what. Every year... November, which the reason why this is a big deal is I know Sal likes
we're
to bust
totally
down the,
not trying to jinx it right
no
now.
We're not yeah. No brother, it doesn't even matter, bro. It's happening.
God, I love it when Adam gets all sciencey.
It's happening, dude.
The energy in
this is
balls.
Not correlation shit. This is fucking science right here. This is exactly what happens every November in any business that I'm doing. We kill it, which why that's a big deal is because most all
business. Because it's an off month.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In the fitness industry.
It's not an off month.
Yes, dude, it is. No, it's not.
In the fitness industry.
In comparison?
That's what I'm saying.
In the fitness industry, yeah.
Yeah, in the fitness industry, it's one of
our
worst.
Not if you're like selling products. Because if we sold ready for Christmas.
Right, and if we sold turkeys, we'd be fucking booming right now.
Dude, Hey, so listen.
Oh yeah.
Hey,
Shreds reached out to me. Guys.
Oh, that's the one I saw.
Shreds reached
Shreddy
out.
Shreds.
So I think
you guys. That's I made a cute. List. I made a list of things I like about Shreds.
You did?
Yeah.
And then you
hold
ate
on.
It?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Me, right, right, hold on. Start. Go.
Let me read it. Ready?
Okay.
Go.
Yeah.
That's what you came up with?
Yeah.
Hey, so I got on to, or not, somebody tagged us.
That was the longest we've ever been
that
silent
was very
in
awkward.
Our lives.
It was so great.
You're probably going to have to edit that out, Doug.
No, don't edit it. I like that. I like
it's too much.
Hey, can we take, before
too
you continue,
silence.
I just thought of this. We need to do a Thanksgiving picture for the fans, but I want to dress Doug up as a turkey.
Like displayed right here on our coffee table.
Whatever yeah, you do, don't like, baste me.
Yeah. He's, hey, he's
put a nice like apple in his mouth.
He's completely fine with being stuffed. Just don't baste him.
Apparently.
Hey, what are you doing over there? Just basting?
Just stuffing Doug.
All day.
We're over here stuffing Doug.
Stuffing him.
So listen, so
so what happened with the shreds?
Well, what's been going on?
The gravy pipe.
What's been going on?
What?
Oh, dude, just what? Always got to take a left, bro. Always got to take a left.
What the fuck's a gravy?
Exactly.
That's better than when you said meat hawk. That was good, but the gravy pipe?
It's, you know, it rains sometimes.
Bro, let me tell you something. This is what I want you to do. Next time you're about to have sex, just
yells, just, gravy pipe is coming,
are you
baby.
Ready for the gravy pipe?
Yeah, and I guarantee you won't get no pussy.
Yeah, whatever.
I tell you what, I'm going to use that one. I'm going to use that one tonight.
See if it works.
Oh, baby, the gravy pipe is coming.
You know what, though? Yeah, I don't know. Mm.
It won't work for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I know.
It's only Jessica.
You're getting laid no matter what.
So listen.
My wife's right. used to it.
What's been awesome is ever since we formulated the MPP,
yeah.
Everybody has been getting on, tagging. Like, and just so you guys know, we've been getting tagged so much now since we asked for it that we can't quite keep up with everybody. So please don't get offended if we...
No, just keep doing it.
No, yeah, we watch it, though. We still see it.
No, of course. It just, but I mean, I literally... The Instagram feed only lets me see like the last... What is it, like 100 likes or 50, whatever's going on your page. So if I just posted a picture and you tagged me on, 10 people tagged me on stuff, I might lose somebody. So just want to put that out there that if you are, we are trying to get to everybody and make sure we fight the good fight with you.
Right.
So this is what happened today. So I forgot who it was just because, like I said, it got passed. Somebody tagged me on a Shreds post, all of us. And the post referred to the fat burner and this and that and how it helps you get lean and tone. And I said on there, what does tone even mean? And obviously the dumbass that's running the page doesn't know who Mind Pump is yet, because normally all the other Shreds fucks that knows who we are.
Blocked.
Yeah, we get blocked right away. But this dumbass,
he said Shreds fucks.
Yeah, so this dumbass invited me to a chat so he could actually let me in on how this works. So we're going to go ahead and give you guys a little live. We're going to chat with Shreds right now.
Shreds
we'll
inside.
See how long this lasts right now.
Well, so I'm on there right now.
Okay, get in there and send him
this
a little message.
Fun.
So I'm on there right now. First of all, it says, hello, today we are offering a free gift with all purchases and rush shipping. Chat with us now to find the plan that fits you the best. So, all right, I have a few questions about your fat burners, and we'll wait till they respond and see what's going on. Oh, shit, here we go. Already. Hey there, what's up?
Ooh, they're fast,
man.
Bro.
What should I ask them?
They must have a guy.
Ask them the difference between the male and
dedicated
female.
Dedicated to this.
All right, what is the difference between the fat burners for male and female? Is there a difference? All right, let's see what happens. So we got tagged on a couple other things, too, while we wait for these people to respond.
Yeah.
We got tagged on a CrossFit post.
Oh my dude. God.
Did you guys see that shit?
You
can
know
someone
what,
pull that
dude,
up for me? Someone pull it's, that up.
Okay.
So let me. Okay, I need you guys to understand something right now.
Yeah, pull it before.
I am so blessed right now to have my eyesight because I almost pulled my eyeballs out of my face and threw them in the garbage.
That's just
how irritated I got with this.
I got so pissed off.
You know when one irritates us because, and I did it too. I think you guys all. I didn't just comment once. Like I felt the need to like comment like three times.
Yeah.
Like
right.
This is like I did like a short one first that was like. I said bold and stupid at first.
Okay, let me. So they basically have this like chart, right? And it's a credential comparison. So apparently they have a CrossFit certified level 3.
Mm.
It's so, you know, awesome because it's level 3. Anyway, so it has CPR, AED. So there's part of the chart has the top part, which it tells you what kind of other accreditations and certifications.
Basically what you need in order to get their certification, right?
Yeah. Well,
or like
it,
things
it compares
about it.
Them. It compares them. So it has ACE, it has ACSM, it has NASM, it has NSCA, which is the CSCS, which you have to have a degree in some kind of exercise related field
just to get that.
Yeah. To be honest, and so anyway, so they're basically going down the list here. They have if you have to have CPR AED, like all of them across the board says yes, right? If you have to have exercise related degree required, it says no, all the way across the board, except that's wrong because CSCS does. And then the next one's exercise.
There's one wrong thing. Continue.
Yeah, there's one wrong thing. Okay.
Keep
the next thing. Okay. Exercise related classroom education required. And so all of them say no. And there's an asterisk to the no over the CSCS. And then it says yes for CrossFit. Okay. I'm just going to keep going and wrap these off quickly here. Okay. In-person practical hours required. No. Asterisk under CSCS again, no. And then CrossFit, yes. So basically, it requires practical hours to maintain. No. Yes. Third-party accredited. All of them say yes. So anyway, so they're trying to make it look like they require so much stuff in order to get this amazing certification,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's brilliant marketing.
Yeah. No, garbage.
Yeah.
Well, here's the part that fucking pisses.
Now the level three is to be fair. Better is you have
better
to have level one,
first
level two,
and second, right? Okay. Because at that point, well, you're required to be like an instructor, and you have to like be in a classroom setting and mm-hmm. be able to teach and all that. So they're trying to up their, you know, other two weekend course requirement status.
So have either of you seen the level one certification for CrossFit?
Yeah,
I've had two very close friends of mine.
I have. Okay. I've actually sat through and looked at all the questions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fucking joke.
Wow. It is a joke.
And it doesn't compare to any of the level one. Okay, so I haven't seen the level three, but I could tell you right now, level one doesn't even compare to any of those certifications. Not even close.
Well, it's all based on movements they do in CrossFit. It has, you know, no other relevance.
Well, bro, here's the bottom fucking line. You go in for a level one as a Joe Schmo off the streets, and you spend, I don't know how many thousands of dollars to get your cert over a weekend, and you leave being able to tell people or teach people how to do Olympic lifts.
Which is what
are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
No Olympic coach, nobody who teaches Olympic lifting, a real Olympic coach or Olympic lifting coach, will ever say it's okay to have someone who doesn't know how to Olympic lift be able to teach
Nobody
other people to do it over a weekend.
Of that. No.
Are you kidding me? That'd be like me, who's never played football before, be a football coach.
Yeah.
Well, I said
over after a weekend course.
I said on there. That's what my comment was. That you, I don't think any of those certifications make you credible enough to be teaching Olympic lifts, much less Olympic lifts at a fucking exhausted rate at super fast.
To fatigue, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's stupid in itself, and then it's even more stupid to think that anybody, any certification that isn't specified in Olympic lifting has any business teaching somebody ollies and teaching somebody, I mean, that's just...
Well, think about it this way.
That's a huge point that you guys are making with the Olympic lifts. The other, I mean, and I can't verify this, so I'm not going to say it like on record that, I don't think that they had third-party accreditation because... You know, for everything that I've seen CrossFit do, it's all in-house. All their journals, all their articles, all these things are written by people that are 100% about CrossFit. They get no objective third party to come in and review the programming, you know, because they don't want to expose numbers of people that have been injured. They don't want to expose, you know, all these attacks and all these things that people like challenge them on, which... This is something that I have a really big problem with, and what the biggest problem I have with is because if you're going to be, claim to be the gold standard for a certification body, like it should be accredited through all of them interact with each other, right? Like CSCS interacts with, you know, NASM. Mm-hmm. And vice versa, ACSM, and they all promote each other. None of them promote CrossFit.
For a reason, right?
Yeah, there's no way. Would they? It'd be stupid. And if they did, I would 100%, you know, like just throw my shit away.
Let me tell you why it's brilliant, okay? Number one, it ensures consistency in terms of the brand in each of their boxes, okay?
Right.
So it's like if I get a franchise, you know, they're going to, you know, if I get a McDonald's franchise, I'm going to go to a training course to, so my McDonald's looks like the next McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
But number two, this is a huge way that they make money. Their certs are a large, huge revenue source for them.
Right.
So in order to have their brand, you know, labeled across your gym, which may potentially get you more clients, and when the trend is big, it will get you some people because people will recognize that it says CrossFit. But before you can do that, you have to pay us for an arbitrary certification that we're gonna, you know, do over a weekend.
Right.
And it costs, what does the cert cost? It's like $1,500.
Yeah, it's up in the thousands.
Which is it's almost double. It's about double what a regular cert will cost you, I think, or close to double, right?
Yeah. Well, NSM's now worked its way up to almost $700. I mean, I got it back when it was $399 back in the
right.
day.
So $700 versus $1,500.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, you're teaching. You know, you're following this methodology, which only, let me tell you something about CrossFit. I would only personally trust the best strength and conditioning coach to train me CrossFit style. I would only trust the best guy.
Right.
I wouldn't trust anybody in this room to do it. I wouldn't trust me to do it.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm better than most trainers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty horrible. They're responding now on the shred. So I've been going back and forth a little bit with them. So I said, what's the difference between male and female fat burner? They said the dosage amount for each ingredient is different. So nothing. Nothing is different between the men and women formula. The difference is there's probably lower doses in the women's.
Which is probably what, like iron or something is more or less.
I don't know. But that's marketing 101 for you right there, ladies and gentlemen. If you buy a female fat burner, then you got closed. Let me see. Then I asked, I said, so the ingredients are the same but just different doses? Yes. So it's been confirmed. Asked if I was a male or female. It's getting a little personal now. I said, no. I said, I'm male, but my girlfriend's into lifting too. I'm trying to get them to talk about the supplement. So I said, I have tried Hydroxycut and liked it. I'm just trying to, I want them to bite, right?
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Is your fat burner different? Is it better? Here's the response. This is the best response I've ever read in my entire life.
Let's hear it.
All our supplements are made from the purest extracts. Okay. that absorb, not faster.
Okay.
He was very specific.
Ooh.
80% faster.
Whoa.
How the fuck did they figure that out?
That's a great claim.
Yeah. So their extracts absorb 80% faster.
Did you respond yet?
Well, yeah. So they says we have patented ingredients.
It's magic berries.
So they have patented ingredients. No, you don't.
No.
Formulated for men and women to get the maximum results. They have seen amazing results with them, and they are confident that I will get results if I give it my all.
I love all these marketing terms.
I will get results if I give it my all.
So have you responded to that?
Yeah. I said, how does it help burn fat? I am very interested. Here's the response. There are three things to help to get you the results you're looking for. Proper diet, consistent training, and the right supplements. With the combination of all three, you will get the results you are looking for. So what should I say next?
How does it burn fat?
Ask more, please. Ask more details about someone. Say, you know, I've been burned before on poor supplements.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want to make sure, what is it in the fat burner that's going to assist me in burning fat? I'm pretty excited about the 80% more absorbable nutrients, though. Make sure you throw a little
So I said, how does the fat burner work? I have been ripped off before, but I trust you guys. Can you? I got to say that to make him like, you know what I mean? Like, he's going to fucking lay it
down. Yeah, shreds.
Can you give me.
And then can you please somewhere in there ask like what it takes to become a representative, like a sponsor for them?
Oh, yeah. You need to ask. Tell me you're interested in his job too. Make sure you let him know he's doing such a great job that you're curious if there's a
opening. You know what I'm going to do, dude, next?
I want to be an ambassador is what I'm trying to say.
When they respond, what I'm going to do is I feel like, you know what I feel like? I feel like we are
way too nice right now.
Yeah. No. Besides that. Oh, he's typing right now.
Oh, good.
I feel like we're like Avengers, like we're avenging. For people right now, we're kind of being dicks, but at the same time, I feel like
we're exposing the process. That's
So I said,
we're like the Michaelmores.
Can you give
fitness.
Me a breakdown?
Except in shape,
and not a fucking lying
asshole.
I hate that hypocrite. He says, bad reference. I say, can you give me a breakdown? Yeah, sure. But what exactly are you asking about the fat burner? How does it burn fat? I don't understand that. What is the science? Now we're going to lose him.
Like, no.
Yeah. Now we're going
to
lose him.
Like, talk to me not in bro terms.
Did you already type that?
Oh, here's a response. It has a combination of ingredients that are specifically designed to help you reduce fat and give you clean energy for workout
clean
and day.
Energy.
What is clean energy?
Well, you were getting dirty energy before?
Because sometimes you're energized with fossil fuels. You need to get the fucking solar powered clean energy. You want to be green with your energy. Right. So I think we should just
something
fucking,
that gives you explosive.
I think
gas.
We should say something just to tell him to fuck off.
No. Let's slowly fuck with him. Don't fuck with him right away. Make him.
I want to hear some science terms.
I just said that. What is the
mouth?
Science? Yeah. I just said that. What is the science?
Has he responded to that?
Yeah. Should I ask him something like that? We know is bullshit. Like
yeah. Let's
like
does set him, it set him up? Bro.
Like oh, I know. Yeah. How much does it increase thermogenesis?
Ooh, that's stupid.
And then I should say something like the last fat burner I took said it amped my metabolism 15% or something like that.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh no. He just sent me a link. What the fuck is that? Yeah. Oh, click this link to view the ingredient. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Oh,
he's not gonna
just,
answer
he's
that.
Just gonna push you off to like some
dude, don't
list.
Stop, bro. We're not done fucking with this. Yeah.
It's just right. Like a list. He's not even from this country, let's be honest.
All right, so before, as we wait for this, we should probably answer some other questions from the Q&A portion.
It's so frustrating. Of Mind Pump. You can't even get real, like, honest, like, information.
Do we got good questions, Doug?
We do,
from
as
the,
always.
From the Pumphead Force,
absolutely.
From the MPP.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
From the MPP.
Yeah. We got Cassidy H626. If you had the power to ban one exercise from the gym forever, what would that be? And then the second part of the question is, if you see somebody, you know, actually doing that exercise, what's the punishment that you're going to give?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Great question.
This is a tough one. There's so many that I would want to
know.
Ban.
It's like how you narrow it down.
I don't know. Maybe I would say...
It depends on what kind of gym it is, too, I would think. Because, like, I haven't been in a commercial gym in, like, forever.
If I see, a kipping pull-up.
Yeah.
Can we please ban
that?
You kind
of stole that from me.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, you did. Can we please ban that exercise? Yeah. I don't like people swinging on the bar at the gym. Not, and they're not gymnasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're a gymnast and you're transitioning into an actual gymnast move.
Yeah. I think the punishment should be, if you do kipping pull-ups, your punishment should be you should become a gymnast.
Yeah.
Go do some gymnastics.
Like that's all you're allowed to do now.
Yeah. What's another good
that's
exercise?
A good idea. The sloppy burpee.
Oh.
Where they just completely fall on their stomach and lose all form and function, and then they just fatigue their way through the rest like this weird, ugly, hot mess.
Mm.
Ugh, I hate that.
You know what's funny? There's this guy that works out at the Golds that I go to sometimes.
Oh, God, baby sack.
And this guy, you just reminded me of him. So everybody's lifting, working out, whatever. This guy does a bunch of bodyweight exercises on the floor and then leaves. Mm. So he comes to the gym and does shit on the floor and then doesn't touch a piece of equipment, doesn't touch a dumbbell, doesn't touch a barbell, and then leaves. Every time I see him.
You're like, you could probably do this in your living room.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like, why are you
that
here?
That is weird. Well, maybe he sees the energy of the gym as
he looks
motivation.
He looks a little gangster. I'm wondering if he just got out of prison and it's like, that's his workout.
That's like his thing.
Yeah, because he
needs four walls.
He did that kind of stuff. Yeah. Adam, what are you doing over there?
Well, we're going over here. So, he asked me.
Oh, the Shreds guy?
Yeah. I'm going.
Still on it.
Yeah, because Sal was being way too easy and nice, dude. Let me get a hold of this fucker for a second here. He asked me if I already follow a routine. Do you do cardio? I says, he said routine. I said, I do. I don't do cardio. Well, you should definitely start. That is essential to getting results. Lean, shredded, lean, shredded.
And then he said, lean and shredded.
Yeah.
Lean.
And I said,
shredded.
I was told I should focus on lifting weights. He says, I'm not saying not to do those. And then I said, do I need to do cardio to burn fat? And he says, those are key to do, but throwing in some cardio is much more effective. So cardio is more effective. Cardio. So cardio
than weights.
Is more effective
in combination with your fat burner.
Than lifting weights.
Didn't they get, weren't they listed as one of those supplements that got busted by the FDA for having a, like a banned
it was through
meth
new,
type ingredient?
Not new, it was through a GNC, I think.
Was
like
it?
They had a bunch of lists of, yeah, those. I mean, you can Google it. Like, let's say, you guys look it up because it's out there.
I saw it. It's pretty scary stuff. Yeah. Adam.
Yeah.
Give us an exercise you'd want to ban.
From the gym?
Yeah.
Like my least favorite?
Yeah. Just ban.
Just like totally. You know, that's, I'd want to get rid of the abductors and adductors because I think they're so silly.
However,
we've discussed.
Depends on who's using it, right?
Yeah, however we've discussed, that could be a very sexy machine. And when she says ban, by the way, Cassie, I love when she happens to have some of the best questions.
Always.
You know, it's hard for us not to pick your questions sometimes.
We've tried not to, and we're like,
no, they're too fun.
It's good.
They're too fun.
It's too good.
When she says ban, I think to myself, like, okay, I would ban an exercise because I'm afraid of some idiot using it wrong. Like, what piece of equipment do I see in the gym probably abuse the most? Probably not the abductors and adductors because you just sit in there. Although people have found a way to do some really stupid shit on.
Yeah, you can hit the inner pecs with it if you kind of squeeze it together with your arms.
Yeah, well, my gym has this crazy like contraption for abs that I would probably ban from there just because it's the way it's designed. Oh, you know what? No, I take it back. Here's the one, the trunk rotation one. The one that you strap in and you twist left to right.
Everybody does that one.
Yes, everybody loves to do that because they think it's.
Have you seen the new one they put in there where you put your knees on it and twist your lower body?
No,
I used it.
You did?
Yeah, for fun.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I used it for fun. Yeah, awesome. But they should probably ban it.
Yeah.
One more question. Let's do more questions.
Yes.
Got another one here for you from Jason Ten Smith. He is 41 and just got NASM certified, and he's asking if it's possible to be too late in the game, in the personal training game.
No,
absolutely
man.
Not.
Definitely
absolutely
not.
That's the beauty of this industry, and we were talking about this. It's so open for, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are. Like, health is something that anybody could just get into and be, you know, passionate about. And if anything, there's always going to be a demographic that's going to, you know, respond to you and you know, your energy and the way that, you know, where you're at as far as, like, you know, your status and everything. Like, people will always be able to benefit from other people that are trying to better themselves. So
when it comes to fitness, the fit older crowd gets way more more respect than the fit younger crowd.
Yeah.
So if you're the, you know, the 41-year-old trainer, you're fit, you're going to be automatically, because you're a little older, and you're not old, but you're a little older than, say, the 20-something-year-old trainers, automatically people are going to gravitate towards you and actually want to hire you. You actually will have an easier time.
An advantage, yeah, in the beginning.
You'll have a little bit of an advantage versus somebody who's young and is a trainer.
Right.
Also consider that most the greatest percentage of people who are hiring personal trainers, or at least those with expendable income, are people who are not in their, you know, 20s. You're looking at people when they're mid-30s and up. Most of your clients will be 45 and up.
Right.
So you're actually going to be younger
than
most of your clients.
And especially if you're in shape, you know, man, that's a powerful combo.
It is. And I'm thinking about myself. Like, I would have a tougher time hiring a 20-year-old trainer than I would a 60-year-old trainer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking 60, which is 20 years older than this guy. So it's a great industry.
The mentality too is different. Like, we've all talked about what kind of trainer we were when we were younger, you know, and how hyped up we were about intensity and, you know, getting people results and that was all that mattered. Mm-hmm. And then all that, you know,
you get so much more respect being in your 40s actually doing it. I mean,
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know how frustrated I was when I was in my early 20s of clients that would tell you, like, well, you don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, you're not old enough to really, you know, mm-hmm. wait till you get my age and you feel this and you go through that. And there's some truth to that, you know, and it was frustrating as a trainer because, of course, you know, I had the education and I felt like, oh, I should know, be able to tell these people, and it would frustrate me then. But I get it to a point now because there are certain things now that I feel like I focus on because I feel it. I've gone through it. Those aches, those pains, that feeling of frustration like that. I get it now. And now I've been forced to have to address things like that. So I definitely have a different attitude. And I think being that age, I think you'll be.
Yeah, I would also, though, say the flip to that, like, be cautious of, like, I've seen older trainers get into it and have high expectations about how it's going to go business-wise. And you have to be realistic going in that it's a grind. Starting anything new, you have to put 100% in there. Mm-hmm. And you can't, just because you might come in with, you know, top of your game in some other career field or whatever, that's not always going to translate into this. You
Excellent.
Have to be very
point.
Humble
Excellent
coming
point.
In, very observant, you know, listen to people younger than you doing it, that have been doing it longer than you. You just have to be really open to experiencing it from the very bottom and then working your way out.
Yeah, because sometimes they'll get started and they'll say, they'll look at the per hour. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm going to make $20-$25 an hour in this gym, or I can make $50-$60 whatever on my own. Mm-hmm. I want to be a personal trainer. You're in for, in this, you know, if you're working for yourself, give it a year of working your ass off before you're making good money. If you're in a gym, give it at least a few months, but you got to hustle.
Yeah,
There's definitely that sales aspect that we've talked about before. You're right. That's a great point, because that's the only thing I've ever seen. And again, I'm stereotyping, but with some of the older trainers that I've hired.
But I mean, it's a consideration, because I mean, even me to now jump into a new career, you know, I would have a bit of arrogance going in, just like, I was top of my game in this.
Right.
You know, so it's a humbling experience if you decide to do it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Another question, or do you have something to add, Adam, from your thread there?
Is he responding?
Oh, yeah. No, I've been going for a while in here.
Well, let's get an update before our next question.
Yeah. Okay, where did I leave you guys? The cardio, right?
Yeah, you got to do cardio. Yeah.
Get lean, shredded. And then what did I say after that? So cardio is more effective than lifting weights for fat burning. No, the combination of both is much more effective than weight alone. I love these answers. They're so mm-hmm. fucking great. It's definitely a salesperson on the other side. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want... God, it keeps scrolling me down. And then he says, I mean, you want to get lean too, right? So tying me down too. I like mm-hmm. it. I said, should I take anything else? I said, yes, I want to be shredded. I want to compete one day. Are you shredded? And he says, ha, ha, ha. He says, no, I can't say I'm completely shredded, but I am doing my best to get there. And I said, how do I get this job? I'm studying to be a trainer too. Oh, how do I get a job like you? I want to be part of the Shreds Army.
You know what's happening right now? He's like, fuck, this guy's not going to buy anything.
He is. You know what? This just shows you how brilliant you are, bro. Okay. Because literally the next post is this one is a cut and paste. We appreciate your interest in joining our team. Please visit the shreds.com careers for positions that are open.
Wow.
We will reach out to you if we are interested. Thank you for your time. And he was going to shut me down right there. So then I had to go, do you guys have training programs? He says, no, just the ones you see for the programs. But we do have
You know, he's irritated now.
He is. I'm going to fuck with him. I just keep going on. We're not going to stop this all night here. So no, just the one you see for the programs. But we do have this app you can look into. Any information regarding the Shreds app, please go to shredsapp.com. Now he's trying to get rid of
an app now. Ooh.
Shredsapp.com and enter your info. Thanks.
He's trying to send you. He's fuck off. Yeah, yeah, because you just asked asked a fuck you question.
Don't worry. I'm going to get him right back, though. Is that where I buy the supplements too? Is that where bring them right back?
Do you have a promo code?
Watch the wizard work, bro. Yeah. You ain't going anywhere, son. You're talking to me all night.
All right, let's go to the next question. Mom.
All right, Fit Chris 86 is asking, after starting the Mind Pump show, have you burned a few bridges and maybe rubbed a few of your peers the wrong way?
Yeah.
Like we're doing now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Probably my friends.
No way.
My friends that do CrossFit, they get a little irritated with me. Although we've had some good discussions and they know me well, so we have our differing opinions.
It's differing.
I'm right, they're wrong.
Yeah. Well put. Yeah, similar situation with me. But I think who cares? Like at this point, you know, like we're trying to just create something that's different. And when you create something that's different, you put yourself out there completely, you know, against normal ways of thinking. So I think that, you know, us to kind of cut through that is refreshing to me more than anything.
Well, let's be honest. Do any of us ever not have a big mouth anyway, even before the show?
No. That's actually kind of a cool question, and it makes me want to go ask some people some stuff, because I've met Chris before, and Chris works out in the same facility that Sal and I lift at. So, and I'm pretty sure Chris knows that a lot of my buddies are a lot of the people that we talk shit about on here. So, and it's not like we directly target them, which is, this is the part where I don't think we've burned bridges and I don't even think I've offended them. Because first of all, none of them have came up to me and been like, hey, dude, that was a dick move for you to say that shit. I knew you were talking about me. Because I don't do that. I don't call out guys that I know that are my peers that are in there doing weight belt squats on the fucking squat on the Smith machine and are doing, you know, silly freaking exercises, wasting their time. We talk about it. We back the science up with it. We don't call them out by name. So, you know, to be honest with you, I actually think part of them probably kind of
get influenced. Yeah.
I do. I mm-hmm. feel like they get influenced because I see them around the gym and the Smith machine is starting to collect a little bit of dust lately. And I see weight belts coming off when they go over to cable machines these days. So, you know,
either that or they're just afraid that me or you get to see them.
Which I have had, shit about. Now I have had somebody come up to me in the gym before. So someone did run into me who was a Mind Pump fan, and he caught me, and he goes, fuck, bro. Every time I see you in the gym, I'm like constantly turning over, looking around to see if you're looking at me and seeing what I'm doing because I don't want you to talk about me on Mind Pump.
And you know what? We just did.
Yeah, we did it anyways.
You know, one thing I was thinking about, because we've told a lot of stories from 24 Hour Fitness, do you think we burned a bridge?
Dude, they totally hire all of us back. You know, guess what? We're producers.
That's. I was just going to say, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
That's just the thing. Yeah, we didn't deliberately burn any bridges that we never made a connection with anyway, I feel. Like, anybody we're calling out, we're not connected to, you know, in a certain sense. Like, if we're doing it, like, in there are peers, it's more in a fun kind of jabbing, jokey way. Mm-hmm. Like, any of the rest of the big organizations we go after, it's deliberate.
Yeah.
You know, it's because we're trying to shift public awareness and educate. So
that's right. And keep people from doing stupid shit.
That's it.
All right. Megan Moraga asks about a post that she saw that says you only need to train a maximum of 45 minutes and anything over an hour will not help you build more muscle.
Well, only the back half is stupid.
Yeah.
The first half is somewhat true.
You can get away with the 45-minute workout if it's efficient and effective.
Absolutely.
But will training longer than an hour be bad for building muscle? No. Fuck, Olympic lifters will spend hours in the gym practicing and perfecting. I think it all depends on your intensity.
Yeah, and the rest periods. I mean, you don't only have so much time if you're applying proper rest periods.
Yeah, I just worked out with you guys on Friday. We were working out for about an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah.
I think that's okay. There is some sort of something we should touch on, though. Let's take an example of maybe like a CrossFit type of intensity workout or like one of those circuit training facilities. Where you're at a very high intensity,
right.
At that point,
you start bringing the numbers way down.
Yeah. At that point, you're probably looking at 45, 60 minutes is about the max you want to be pushing the body.
The thing is, I just hate using numbers, like a specific number because it depends on the individual.
It's a very individualized experience.
Yeah. Anytime you hear someone throw out a specific number, like 45 minutes or, like we just said earlier, it absorbs 80% better. Like, I want to see the science that shows the specifics because 45 minutes.
Well, even then, I still won't even believe it. I'll tell you why, because it's not a big enough test group.
That's right.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're trying to tell me that works for the entire population? No.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bullshit.
No. I mean, like I said, I have a 70-year-old client that does an hour and a half of swimming every night on top of an hour of weights.
People just want to, they want that to be the case. They want that to be like something that they could say, well, I heard that 45 minutes is, you know, the only amount of time that's effective. Well, you know, sorry, but it doesn't work for everybody.
No,
it's never going to.
Sometimes it takes me 45 minutes just to finish my first exercise, which would be squats.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes I'm in the cage for 45 minutes.
It varies all the time. Yeah. There's no like benchmark standard for all this kind of stuff.
Well, when we worked out together, so we all had a workout on Friday. And by the way, thanks assholes for not telling me that the fucking turf is.
Because on the video, we're like talking trash. He was going, like, what are you guys talking about? Are you guys talking about?
He was going crazy for like, dude, the last
time. So I broke and I told him.
So why don't we fill everybody in first that we were trying?
So this was after we did.
Yeah, tell them a story.
So we started off, we did deadlifts, and which was that fucking fun, dude. We did back and forth. We did about 7 sets of deadlifts with about 500 pounds at single set. So we're just doing, you know, one rep rest, just lots of volume of the single set. So we were all pretty, we were good. We weren't, I wouldn't say fatigued, but definitely posterior chain was worked. Justin was doing power cleans, and which just cracked me up. You went for like 20 pound over your PR.
Dude, it's because you guys were there, bro.
You could have done.
I'm just
here's the problem. You could have totally broke your PR.
I know.
But you fucking went hard. You went
hammered all the way.
Yeah, you didn't go 5 or 10 pounds.
Throttled down.
Would have been a great PR.
I know.
He's like, fuck it, I'm going 20 pounds.
I totally blew it.
The best was when I asked
him. I got hyped.
The best was when I asked him, too. I'm like, dude, are you feeling like a PR today or what? He's like, no, not really. I just figured you guys were here. So
I just need proof.
I'm like, dude, you're awesome, bro. This is so great. Because for me, like, if I'm going to PR, like, it's just, you can kind of, I feel like you can kind of tell when you start getting into a rhythm of sets.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Right. You know, it's when it's PR day. Right. You're like,
Here's the thing.
I wasn't feeling it at all.
There's a level of competitiveness that we all have. But when it comes to like the weights, I think me and Justin are in different, like me and him both, I could tell if I just worked out with Adam, me and him, the workout would be a little less competitive than if me and you, Justin, worked out. Because we both start to get amped.
Yeah.
And we both are like, ugh, just keep adding weight.
Well, yeah. That's like when I get really pissed if I don't hit it. So
exactly. Yeah, so after that, then these guys, Justin's lucky enough to work in a gym that has a, you know, like a track, basically turf track, where you could pull a sled. So we wanted to do, I don't know, what's that exercise called? It's like a squat row.
Yeah, it's the squatted row with the sled. So you're pulling the sled dragging it across the turf.
Yeah, and so we stacked it with weight to the very top because Adam only wanted to put 3 plates, and I'm like, no, throw another one on there. Don't laugh, dude. It's true. I'm like, fucking put another one on there. So we put another one on there, and we fucking went back and forth. But going one direction is easier than coming back because the turf, you go against the grain.
Sal doesn't know this.
I didn't know this, you fuckers. You cocksuckers.
Yeah.
So we loaded up and we're going back and forth. And then we're
you're pulling my tubby ass.
Yeah. And then we're like, let's sit on it and then pull it.
Yeah.
So Adam pulls the smallest guy, me. And I fucking pull horse ass.
Yeah.
I pulled Justin.
And some junk. Dude, but I pulled Adam. He was heavy as fuck.
But you were going with the grain.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that might have helped like a fraction.
I don't know because I'll never know.
You'll never know.
No, because then I'm watching the video.
That's why I didn't want to tell you because then that's going to be your go-to. No, just like the pounds per body weight, right?
You like that? Yeah. No, we're watching. I'm watching the video.
Calculating.
And I have my headphones on, so I can't hear them because I'm pulling this thing. I got fucking loud music on.
Yeah.
And I hear Justin going, hey, should we tell him? And Adam's like, no, don't tell him. And then you hear Adam go, see, I knew this shit would gas him out because I started breathing hard towards the end. Like, we motherfuckers talking shit while I'm trying to do this exercise. You're a dick, Adam.
It was fun.
Adam, I want you to pay attention to me right now. I need you to stop texting.
He's loving this Shreds guy.
I love
fucking
with...
Give us some more.
Yeah, what's the latest?
Okay. Wait, let me get back up here. I've been going for a minute with this fucker.
If you get naked pictures from them, bro, I'll buy you a crown that you can wear. We'll call you king.
Okay, so remember he tried to get rid of me, right?
Yeah, he was ready.
So I had to reel him back in. So I said, do you guys have training programs too? And he says, no, just the ones you see for the programs. But we have this app you can look into.
That's right. You told
any information regarding the Shreds app, please go to this, enter your info. Thanks. And then that's where I said, is that where I buy the subs? Should I order anything with the fat burners? And he says,
reels them back in.
Right, for fat burners. Okay, so you do want to gain lean muscle as well.
Oh, so this you motherfucker.
And then I said, yes, of course, right? Laugh out loud. He says, take a look at the alpha male stack. It's our most popular and effective stack for men. It will increase strength, lean muscle mass, and energy as well. Break down that stubborn abdominal fat. Very simple.
Oh, good.
It's very simple to take and incredibly effective.
I love when it targets.
Check it out and let me know what you think. I can also take the time to add a free shaker cup once the order is complete.
Oh,
I just,
fuck. That's I just need buy to, it.
I'm there. I'm sold.
I just need to know what the name on the order will be. And I said,
you know what he's doing? Oh, they trained him on how to close.
No, he's definitely a salesperson. That's why I'm having fun right now because now it's just a little battle here. So he goes, and then I said, can I take that with the fat burner too? It won't be counterproductive to do both. Should I take more protein then? He says, not at all. No way. How much? And then I said, how much protein?
Eat more protein.
I said, how much protein? I was surprised by this answer. How much protein do I need? I'm 200 pounds and my girlfriend is 145. He says, I would shoot for 200 grams at least. What's your girlfriend's goals? At least 200 grams of protein for you. I said, she wants to be shredded too. I'm buying the subs for her too for her birthday this weekend. He says, have her do about 120 grams or even at least 100. I said, she's pretty hot already, but I want her to look more like Paige Hathaway. He says, okay, no problem. For the alpha male and her, for the alpha female. Then he starts putting all the shreds links. If you want to try our protein, use this link. Ours is awesome to have for overall recovery and building lean mass.
You got to be in awe of the marketing and sales magic
team.
Because what they've done is they've taken this kid, whoever this person is, and they've taken him through and taught him scripts and how to close.
Yep.
And he probably gets paid commission off of what he sells and maybe get some free supplements.
Reel it in.
Brilliant.
I feel really comfortable with you. How long have you been doing this?
Yeah. What's your PayPal?
Yeah.
really comfortable with you.
All right. Are we...
Like, what do you look
bro,
like?
Bro, I will talk to him until I get home tonight, bro. Yeah. I will just keep stringing him along. Dude.
You know, we should
I'll start adding more to the stack so he thinks he's going to get like
a... Can we make up a fake supplement? And then I'll be on the actual audio and I'll be like, welcome to Alpha Male 500.
You
want to get gains?
Yeah. You give a... You know what? Your voice is a natural vasodilator. I feel things expand when I hear talk like
is it,
that.
Is it rising?
Hey, Adam, I want to hear your sex phone sex.
Are your balls tingling?
Voice.
It's hard to do a sexy voice after listening to Justin's sexy voice.
I'm telling you.
Step into my office while I stroke your long...
Whoa.
What?
Ego?
What is it? what's long?
All right. We should end it there. Leave us a good rating and review. Find us on iTunes. We love it.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.